Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Up Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning as we close down another big week here in the Moab community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a great deal of fun, a great deal of I just love it. I personally get a great deal of fun out of it. Hopefully you get some good value from it as well. And I like to talk about things, particularly on Thursdays, that send you off into the weekend to think a little bit deeper about stuff, stuff that you can contemplate for your own business success and perhaps even success in your life. Question for you. How often do we tell ourselves to push harder, to go faster, to produce more, grind, hustle, put out, 10X, baby? How much do we really subscribe to those kind of messages? It happens quite a bit. And the other side to it, of course, is to want to take things so fast, to want things to happen faster, sooner, bigger, and to push it so hard that we start to lose the big picture. I remember somebody, yesterday we were talking a little bit about Olympians, and I was reminded of a commercial, and I don't remember what it was for, it doesn't really matter. I think it was like life insurance or some crazy thing like that, where it showed the reverse, the journey. So it started with the Olympian winning the gold medal, and then it showed them kind of working their way backwards, how they had won that race and how they prepared for that race and how they had trained for so many years, and then how they'd gone through all these trials and tribulations all the way back to where they were little bitty babies, just learning how to crawl. I thought it was pretty cool. And it called to mind a great blog post by somebody who I really admire, a person by the name of Mark Devine, over at SEALFIT.com. Now, Mark is a retired U.S. Navy SEAL. He was a commander in the United States Navy for over 20 years, and he's created a company called SEALFIT. And they put on programs that train physical and mental toughness, and somebody who I think is, from a philosophical standpoint, has a tremendous amount to offer, particularly in my field, the field of high-performance strategy. So he's talking about, in this particular article, crawl, walk, and run. And in the article, he says, you got to embrace the process, your process, and enjoy learning new skills. And I thought that was really key, because it doesn't matter whether you're an Olympian or an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter whether you're an executive or you're a stay-at-home parent. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is you want to become really awesome at, you don't just wake up one day and become awesome at it. It takes time. And the sad truth, the sad reality is oftentimes we get sort of marketed to, we get advertised to, we get sold to saying, oh, this is something that you snap your fingers and by the end of the weekend you're going to be successful. You're going to have results that took me years. I'm going to shortcut this for you so that overnight you can have the results that took me decades to get to. We hear that a lot, don't we? Rags to riches stories, forget the rags, go straight to the riches. But the truth is most people want to go straight from starting at zero, ground zero, to sprinting before they can even roll over and crawl. Most important thing to understand is that it's about skill sets. There's a lack of emphasis on skill sets these days. We don't want to learn skills. We just want to get straight to the chase. We want to get straight to the results. And you can see this especially in a lot of these things where people, you know, if you look at anything that takes time, whether it's running a marathon or building a business, you got to be precise. You got to have power. You got to have execution. You got to show up every single day and have that longevity about what you do. Flight school. This was the same way. When I was going through flight school, I remember, you know, I want to become a Navy pilot. I want to become a Blue Angel. So you talk about that long-term end game. And it was easy to want to visualize that and dream about that, but you still had to show up every single day and build on those small, steady progress that you made the day before. You built on it until you developed proficiency, until you built confidence. We would do drills over and over again. We would have to study procedures until we had them verbatim memorized in our mind. It was so painful and tedious. You're like, oh my gosh, why do I have to know every single word? It kind of reminds me of that old movie, Karate Kid, where Daniel-san is taught by his teacher, Mr. Miyagi, to do all these sort of almost inane things like waxing the car and sanding the deck and painting the fence. And you're thinking to yourself, even probably watching the movie, like, what is the point here? But he was teaching him that step-by-step process, the technique to become really proficient. And through that proficiency came authentic confidence. Yesterday I was talking a little bit about swagger. And I think some people get kind of tied up in that. They think swagger is a negative thing, like it's arrogance and like it's cockiness. And because we've seen a lot of examples of arrogance and cockiness that is tied to swagger, sure, makes a lot of sense. But what's interesting about this is that when you develop proficiency in what you do as an entrepreneur, when you work hard on the small details, when you work to refine not just your knowledge base, but your execution, you become very proficient at it. And then something magic happens. You start to develop that authentic confidence that's tied to that authentic humility we talked about yesterday. So how do we do it? How do we crawl? How do we walk? And then how do we run? And go from a crawl to a walk to a run to a dead sprint? And how do we continue to do it again and again? How can we apply this to our business and our lives? How can we apply this right now, today, and every single day? Number one is we got to put the ego aside. Listen, it's very easy to say, I should have been there by now. You ever look around and think to yourself, man, for as long as I've been doing this, whatever this is for you, you think, I should have been at this level. I should have been making this kind of money. We should own this kind of house, drive this kind of car. I should know these kind of people by now. I should be this, you know, sort of well-known in the industry or whatever it is. If you ever have that conversation with yourself, put the ego aside. You'll get there when you get there. It takes time. Be patient with yourself. This weekend, ask yourself, where really should you be at this point? Hopefully the answer comes back to you, I'm right where I should be. I'm right where I need to be right now. The question is, where do you want to go? This weekend, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about, as you begin to crawl and then walk and then run, in which direction do you want to be headed? Because it's more important for you to know that it's not about where you should be, it's about where you are right now. And being clear and being, you know, and accepting that right now, being clear on where you are and accepting it, and then saying to yourself, okay, and now what? Very, very powerful. Next is to focus on technique. This is important, my friend, so listen to what I'm about to tell you. When you understand the technique and then do it to the best you can, slowly, that's when you begin to develop a real sense of how to do it. I was watching a TED Talk, and they were talking about how to become great at anything. And they were talking about typically physical things, like playing a musical instrument, dancing, playing sports, like shooting a free throw or hitting a tennis ball or a golf ball. And one thing that was really important is they said that you have to go very slow. Slow. Imagine that. A slow swing where you slow everything down and you actually feel all the little nuances of the movement itself. In business, sometimes we have to slow things down. We have to talk through and walk through our script. If you've written a script for your videos, or maybe you've written your audio or your article or perhaps a blog post, it's that act of slowing it down, rereading it, maybe reading it backwards, and just making sure that, hey, listen, this is the thing that I really want to work on. I want to get great at doing this. Now, in the beginning, it's frustrating, right? Because you're moving slow. In the beginning, it's frustrating because you're saying to yourself, my gosh, I don't have this kind of time. I have like an hour and a half or 2 hours a day to work on my business. I don't have time to do this. This should only take me 5 or 10 minutes. But realize that if you fall into that, you're sucking yourself into that tyranny of urgency. We've talked about that in the past. So important to focus on technique, to understand what you're doing fully, to understand that marketing technique that you're working on, to understand exactly all the ins and outs of it so that you can execute with proficiency. Next is we got to focus on improvement. Easier said than done. Because again, nobody wants to go through the learning curve. We want to be overnight experts. We want to be able to snap our fingers and be at a place of proficiency where we don't have to go through the learning curve, where we don't have to look foolish, where we don't have to feel the soreness, the fatigue, the muscle strain. We don't have to feel the humility of being new, making mistakes, asking silly questions. But if we focus on improving daily, if we commit ourselves to those daily improvements made over time, we begin to see steady results. athletes and musicians are especially good at this. They have to be. They have to focus on the small things. Guitarists have to play those scales over and over and over again before they can rip off those amazing guitar solos. Athletes have to make 1,000 free, three-pointers or free throws before they can hit the one in the clutch at the buzzer to win the game. When we focus on improving as entrepreneurs, then we begin to really get a sense of the true fulfillment of what being in a business is all about. It's not just about hitting the big sales marks. It's not just about making money. It's about improving every single day in what we do, our efforts, our focus, our product that we put out. Improving, that's the thing we should be focused on. It's not just about hitting results. Results are great. I want you to be going toward them, but I want you to also honor improvement. Next is to be consistent. Listen, if you want to crawl, walk, and run, it doesn't happen overnight. There's an old saying, hey, if you had a toddler or somebody who's learning how to walk and they fell down the first time, would you say, walking's not for you? Looks like a life of crawling around on the ground. Of course not. We let that toddler get up again and again and again until they finally learn how to walk. But that comes through consistency. Competence comes from consistency. Competence comes from practice. It comes from showing up every day. It comes from falling down and skinning your knees. It comes from occasionally smacking your chin on the corner of that coffee table and getting that bruise or perhaps that cut. It comes from learning painful lessons and applying that painful lesson moving forward so we don't keep doing it again. Being consistent is the mark of a true professional. It's frustrating at times. It's challenging. It takes a new level of commitment that most people don't understand until they find that sense where they're going to show up every single day. If you show up consistently to the gym, are you going to get results? Over time. But are you going to see those results on day 2 or day 16? Likely not. But you got to get to day 16 by doing day 15. And you got to get to day 15 by doing 14 and 14 by doing 13 and so on and so forth. And pretty soon you put a string together. And now you've got 180 days in the bag. And you're starting to look good. You're starting to feel even better. You're starting to see the results, but you're also starting to earn those results. And the same thing happens in business. The same thing happens in life. Finally, we got to be resilient. Because in order to crawl, then walk, then run, we got to go through a very long process, don't we? It's an education. That's what it is. We're earning our stripes. Most people quit when the going gets hard. Or maybe they decide, I'm going to throw in the towel because I'm regressing. I was up here and now I'm down here. In fact, I'm halfway back to where I was when I first started. And they don't like that. They don't want to accept it. That is sometimes part of the process. Sometimes we plateau. Sometimes we just flatline. We just plateau. We have a growth period and then we plateau. Sometimes we start to backslide a little bit. It's part of the process. It doesn't have to be, but sometimes it is. Sometimes it's just that part we have to go through in order to really understand what tweaks we have to make, what refinements we have to make, what barriers we have to push through to get to that next breakthrough. Resilient people know that they got to push through when it gets hard. They got to push through when they regress. Resilient people stay the course. They recognize their progress and realize that progress comes and it's hard-earned, and it can go away at any given time. It's not about arriving at success. It's not about hitting some magic finish line and being done for life. That finish line represents the beginning, the starting line of the next chapter. The finish line is the starting line of the next chapter of your business, your career, your life, whatever the journey is you're on. This weekend, think about this journey of crawling, walking, and running. Realize that it's not just about pushing harder, going faster, producing more, hustling more, grinding more. It's not about making things happen faster or sooner or going bigger. It's sometimes about taking the patience to step back, putting the ego aside. Instead of saying, I should have been there by now, realizing you were exactly where you need to be right now. And now what? Where do you want to go next? It's about focusing on technique and understanding that you build technique, quality technique, by starting slow and slowly building the speed. It's about focusing on improvement, not just results. It's about focusing on daily tweaks that get you closer to being steady in your results, not just having a one-hit wonder, but being steady and consistent and almost predictable in the results you get. It comes from being consistent. Competence comes from consistency. It doesn't come from taking a pill or from, you know, speed reading some course. It comes from doing it again and again and again and applying that knowledge. And of course, it comes from being resilient, being able to hang in there, stick in when everybody else drops out, being able to bite your bottom lip a little bit, swallow hard, and get back in the game. Being resilient is a very special trait, and it's extremely important on the path to success. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern right here on the Moog Daily Power Call. Looking forward to doing it again on Monday. Go out there and have yourself an amazing weekend. Do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love being around. Come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, and ready to kick ass, and I'll be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you Monday.